Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Shyness and Social Anxiety Workbook Proven. Step-by-Step Techniques for Overcoming Your Fear is a self-help workbook in the New Harbinger tradition, associated with evidence-based psychological tools for common mental health concerns. Written by anxiety specialists Martin M. Toney and Richard P. Swinson, it addresses shyness and social anxiety through a structured cognitive behavioral therapy approach. The book is not a general confidence manual. It is designed as a practical program that asks readers to assess their fears, understand avoidance patterns, challenge anxious thinking, and gradually enter feared social situations. Its purpose is to translate clinical methods used for social anxiety into exercises that can be completed independently or alongside professional treatment. The workbook format is central to its identity because progress depends on active self-monitoring, written planning, and repeated practice rather than passive reading. It is best understood as a guided behavioral change tool for people whose social fears interfere with relationships, school, work, or daily participation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-assessment turns vague social fear into workable treatment targets. A major function of the workbook is helping readers define what their shyness or social anxiety actually looks like in daily life. Social anxiety often feels global, as if every interaction is equally threatening, but treatment requires more precision. The book uses self-evaluation to separate feared situations, anxious thoughts, physical symptoms, avoidance behaviors, and safety habits. This matters because a person who fears public speaking may need a different practice plan from someone who avoids casual conversation, dating, eating in public, or being observed while working. The assessment process also helps readers notice degrees of difficulty rather than treating all social encounters as impossible. By identifying patterns, the workbook turns distress into a map of specific triggers and responses. This approach reflects the CBT principle that improvement depends on observing the cycle of anxiety before trying to change it. The reader is asked to become an active investigator of personal fear, not merely a recipient of advice. That makes the program more adaptable than broad reassurance or generic social skills instruction. Secondly, cognitive restructuring addresses the predictions that keep anxiety active. The workbook emphasizes that social anxiety is sustained not only by uncomfortable situations, but also by the meanings people attach to them. A socially anxious person may predict humiliation, rejection, visible nervousness, or harsh judgment even when evidence is limited. Cognitive restructuring is used to examine these predictions in a disciplined way, rather than telling readers to think positively. The method asks them to identify automatic thoughts, evaluate how realistic those thoughts are, and consider alternative explanations. This distinction is important because social anxiety often survives through certainty about negative outcomes. If a reader believes that a pause in conversation proves failure, avoidance becomes understandable. By questioning that belief, the person can test whether the feared consequence is as likely or as catastrophic as imagined. The workbook treats anxious thoughts as hypotheses rather than facts. This makes cognitive work practical rather than abstract because it prepares the reader for behavioral experiments in real social situations. The goal is not artificial optimism, but more accurate appraisal. Thirdly, gradual exposure reduces avoidance by replacing escape with repeated practice. One of the central techniques in the book is gradual exposure to feared social situations. Avoidance can provide short-term relief, but it prevents people from learning that anxiety can decrease and that feared outcomes often do not occur as predicted. The workbook guides readers to create a hierarchy of situations, beginning with manageable challenges and progressing toward more difficult ones. This step-by-step design is important because exposure that is too intense may feel overwhelming, while exposure that is too easy may not change the fear pattern. Repetition is also essential. A single successful interaction rarely reverses years of avoidance, but repeated practice can weaken the association between social situations and danger. The workbook frames exposure as planned learning rather than forced confrontation. Readers are encouraged to enter situations, remain long enough to gather evidence, and reduce reliance on escape or overprotective behaviors. In this way, exposure becomes the behavioral counterpart to cognitive restructuring. It allows readers to test anxious predictions in the environment where the fear actually occurs. Fourthly, safety behaviors are treated as hidden barriers to genuine confidence. A useful feature of the CBT approach reflected in the workbook is attention to safety behaviors. These are actions people use to prevent embarrassment or reduce anxiety, such as rehearsing excessively, avoiding eye contact, speaking very little, holding a drink to hide shaking, or mentally monitoring every sentence. Such behaviors may seem helpful because they reduce immediate discomfort, but they can also keep social anxiety in place. If a conversation goes well while a person is using heavy safety behaviors, The person may conclude that disaster was avoided only because of those precautions. The workbook helps readers recognize that confidence grows when they learn they can handle situations without relying on rigid protective strategies. This is a more subtle target than simple avoidance, because many socially anxious people appear to participate while still feeling trapped by internal control efforts. Reducing safety behaviors during exposure provides clearer evidence that feared situations are tolerable. It also makes social interaction more natural, since attention can shift away from self-monitoring and toward the other person or the task at hand. Lastly, supplementary tools broaden the program without replacing CBT foundations. The workbook is grounded in CBT, but it also acknowledges that social anxiety can require more than one type of support. Later additions and related descriptions note the inclusion of mindfulness-based strategies, information about medication, and discussion of technology as possible aids. These additions are significant because they reflect the practical reality of anxiety treatment. Mindfulness can help readers observe anxious sensations and thoughts without immediately obeying them, which may reduce the struggle against nervousness during exposure. Medication information can help readers understand when professional consultation may be appropriate, especially for severe or persistent symptoms. Technology can support tracking, practice, or access to treatment resources, though it is not presented as a substitute for behavioral change. The value of these supplementary tools is that they expand the reader perspective while preserving the core mechanism of the workbook. The program still depends on identifying fear patterns, challenging beliefs, and practicing social engagement. Additional tools are useful when they help readers stay with that process rather than avoid it. In conclusion, this workbook is most suitable for people who experience persistent shyness, fear of negative evaluation, or avoidance of social and performance situations. Especially when they want a structured method rather than general encouragement, it can be useful for readers working independently, but it may be especially effective when paired with therapy for those whose anxiety is severe, long-standing, or complicated by depression, panic, or major life impairment. Its practical benefit lies in giving readers a sequence of tasks: assess the problem, identify anxious thoughts, build an exposure plan, reduce avoidance and safety behaviors, and review progress. Intellectually, it teaches a clear model of how social anxiety is maintained, which can reduce confusion and self-blame. Compared with many self-help books on confidence, it stands out because it is workbook-based, clinically informed, and focused on behavioral practice rather than inspiration. Compared with more theory-heavy CBT texts, it is more accessible and action-oriented. Its differentiation in the social anxiety category comes from combining expert authorship, step-by-step structure, individualized planning, and concrete exercises that translate psychological principles into repeated real-world practice. Readers looking for quick reassurance may find it demanding, but those willing to complete exercises are likely to find it more useful than passive reading. If you would like to support Martin M. Tony, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.